This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. One of Boston's largest pieces of temporary public art is switching over. For the past 3 years, three different enormous murals have adorned the south-facing exterior wall of a State Department of Transportation building in Dewey Square, Boston. Now the Rose Kennedy Greenway and the List Visual Art Center at MIT are debuting a conceptual piece that has onlookers talking. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
The new Dewey Square mural is not subtle. Seven big, bright, orange-colored words, all in caps and taller than people, pop against a bright aqua-blue background. They read,
"A translation from one language to another."
That's Paul Ha, director of the MIT List Visual Arts Center. He says he'll never forget seeing the new public artwork that he commissioned for the first time.
The blue caught my eye right away, and then my heart started pounding. I was really excited to see it, and it just made me so happy that there was a horde of people in front of it, having a conversation, pointing to it, and that's exactly the kind of reaction we wanted from the piece.
This piece is by conceptual art pioneer and Guggenheim fellow Lawrence Wiener. If you saw the mural that was here before, the one by Shanique Smith and commissioned by the Museum of Fine Arts, you probably remember its swirling tapestry of colors and visual textures. For some, Wiener's giant words could seem more like a billboard than a piece of art. But the creator has been working with language in his art for 50 years and says he embraces words as a medium.
Language is just another material like oil paint or spray paint or stone or chiseling into the building itself.
The artist doesn't want to impose meaning on the new mural, but he does have hopes for people who engage with a translation from one language to another.
That they'll realize that every time they put something into their own context, they're translating it from a bus coming down the road to a text to somebody saying good morning in another language. And that becomes an object. It's another thing that's added to the world.
This isn't Wiener's first addition to the Boston area. In 2008, MIT commissioned the international artist to create a piece for outside a dormitory. List director Paul Ha hopes the new Greenway mural will inspire people to visit his relatively under-the-radar museum. The MFA and the ICA partnered with the Greenway on previous murals, so this is a coup for the List.
I mean, we might be small, but we're mighty. I mean, one of the fun things about the List Center is that we're better known in Basel, Switzerland than we are here in Boston. So we are loving the opportunity of having a presence here.
Lucas Cowan, the Greenway's curator for public art, says collaborating with area art institutions on the Dewey Square public murals gives each museum a chance to present its point of view.
And with the ICA doing the Osgemios and Matthew Ritchie, and MFA doing Shanique, and with MIT being so risky in the artworks that which they commission and produce and the shows they do, this is a risk. And I love that that risk is coming through.
I think a lot of people walk by and not get it, wonder if it's done. And what does it mean?
Jeff Hargadon appreciates the fact that the mural's meaning isn't obvious. He advises the List and the Greenway and says the new piece is already sparking dialogue.
I've noticed on social media that a lot of people are saying, well, the Osgemios was my favorite, or the Matthew Ritchie, or whatever. For me, the four murals that we've had here over the last 4 years, I think together are really a pretty fantastic body of work.
But it's hard not to make comparisons. Asha Srikantaya has seen all four Greenway murals. She works up the street at Fidelity Investments and is still forming an opinion about the new one.
On its surface, it doesn't move me as much as some of the past ones do. I think my favorite one was actually the first one that they put up, the Osgemios. And this one feels a little bit more like maybe a riddle than like something that's clearly making me feel. So, I don't know.
Other people are translating the new mural in their own ways.
My name is Dave Baker. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. I'm looking at this monument, this translation from one language to another. And to me, what that says is for all these people that are coming out of South Station and looking across the street is we're glad that you're here and we want you to be a part of our community and part of our experience.
Joshua Ernest, a graphic designer and vendor at the farmers market here, is less enthused.
I just moved here from New Orleans. Honestly, in my opinion, as an artist, it's a little boring.
That review probably wouldn't faze artist Lawrence Wiener. He says a viewer's experience of any artwork is always their own.
You can't tell them what to think or how to think. Well, you're not supposed to.
Now, Bostonians and visitors have a year to figure out what they think about this latest mural. And if we don't like it, well, there's always next September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Artist Lawrence Wiener will be at the unveiling of the MIT List Visual Arts Center new mural tonight in Dewey Square, Boston, on the Rose Kennedy Greenway. You can see pictures at WBUR.org. And by the way, the List Center is celebrating its 30th anniversary.